You are listening to Real World News.
Ricardo Martinelli's administration seems willing to do everything in its power to stop the conflict over the reform of the mining code that is being resisted by indigenous organizations. Discrediting indigenous people in the media is one of their favorite measures. In addition to repressing mobilization last weekend, which resulted in over 20 people injured, Panamanian police officers arrested two Spanish journalists on Saturday, accused of supposedly organizing street protests and promoting violence. A security camera showing the European journalists talking to demonstrators seemed enough evidence for the authorities, who, with the argument of foreign intervention, have appeared in all media outlets to discredit the demands of the Nabebugleb indigenous people, who criticized the modifications made to the mining code passed on February the 11th. President Martinelli expressed that there are foreign interests and radical environmentalist movements behind these protests and have called thousands of indigenous people, especially in Chiriquí and Veraguas provinces. But the authorities implemented other measures. Anti-riot police officers repressed the indigenous people with tear gas and pellets. Security forces acted without taking into account that there were children, old people and women protesting since Thursday the 24th in a Pan-American highway, according to a report by Radio Temblor. With these repressions and arrests, it is evident that the national government is directing its arbitrary and demagogue policy to the people who oppose its way of ruling, weakening this way democracy and the participation of the population, stated a press release issued by the radio, which is part of the Environmental Voices Group. On Monday, February the 28th, news agency Prensa Latina reported that on Sunday, the Coordination for the Defense of Natural Resources and the Rights of the Nabebugleb people and Panama's government had reached an agreement that would result in the suspension of the measures scheduled for this week. The negotiations with the governmental delegation will continue, according to President Martinelli.
You are listening to Real World News.